ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 5th चैप्टर सुप्रीम कैरेक्टर ऑफ जड़ भरत टेक्स्ट 4। नो नीड टू रिपीट। तस्यापि हवा आत्मजस्य विप्रः पुत्रस्नेहानुबद्धमान आसमवर्तनात् संस्कारान् यथोपदेशं विदधान् उपनीतस्य च पुनः शौचाचमनादिन् कर्मनियमानन् अभिप्रेतानपि समशिक्षयद् अनुशिष्टेन हि भाव्यं पितृः पुत्रेणिति। रीड द वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। तस्य ऑफ हिम अपि हवा सटनली आत्मजस्य ऑफ इट्स सन विप्रह द ब्राह्मण फादर ऑफ जड़ भरत मैड क्रेजी भरत पुत्र स्नेह अनुबंध मन हु वॉज ओब्लाइज्ड बाय अफेक्शन फॉर हिज सन आसम आवर्तनात् अंटिल द एंड ऑफ द ब्रह्मचर्य आश्रम संस्कारान् द प्यूरिफिकेटरी प्रोसेस यथा उपदेशम एज प्रिस्क्राइब्ड इन द शास्त्रस विदधानः परफॉर्मिंग उपनीतस्य ऑफ वन हू हैज सेक्रेट थ्रेड च ऑल्सो पुनः अगेन सुच आचमन आदिन प्रैक्टिस ऑफ क्लेनलीनेस वॉशिंग ऑफ माउथ लेग्स एंड हैंड्स एटसेट्रा कर्म नियमाना द रेगुलेटिव प्रिंसिपल्स of fruitive activities anabhipretan api although not wanted by jada bharat samakshan shayat taught anushishyatena taught to follow the regulative principles He indeed bhavyam should be pituhu from the father putrena the son iti thus the translation and purport by his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki jai translation you all can repeat The Brahmana father's mind, please repeat, at least something. The Brahmana father's mind was always filled with affection for his son, Jada Bharat, Bharat Maharaj. Therefore, he was always attracted to Jada Bharat. Because Jada Bharat was unfit to enter grihastha ashram he simply executed the purificatory process up to the end of the brahmacharya ashram although jada bharat was unwilling to accept his father's instructions the brahmana nonetheless instructed him in how to keep clean and how to wash, thinking that the son should be taught by the father. Purport. Jad Bharat was Bharat Maharaj in the body of a Brahmana, and he outwardly conducted himself as if he were dull, deaf, dumb and blind. Actually, he was quite alert within. He knew perfectly well of the results of fruitive activity and the results of devotional service. In the body of a Brahmana, Maharaj Bharat was completely absorbed in devotional service within. Therefore, it was not at all necessary for him to execute the regulative principles of fruitive activity. As confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Swanushtitasya Dharmasya Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. One has to satisfy Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the perfection of the regulative principles of fruitive activity. Besides this, it is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Dharma Swanushtita Pumsam Vishvaksena Kathasuyaha Notpadayed Yadiratim Shamayeva Hi Kevalam. Duties, dharma, executed by men regardless of occupation, are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of Supreme Lord. These karmakanda activities are required as long as one has not developed Krishna consciousness. If one is developed in Krishna consciousness, there is no need to execute the prior regulative principles of karmakanda. Srila Madhavendra Puri said, O regulative principles of karmakanda, please excuse me, I cannot follow all these regulative principles, nor I am fully engaged now, for I am fully engaged in devotional service. He expressed the desire to sit somewhere beneath a tree and continue chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Consequently, he did not execute all the regulative principles. Similarly, Haridas Thakur was born in a Mohammedan family. From the very beginning of his life, he was never trained in the Karma Kanda system. But because he was always chanting the holy names of the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him as Namacharya, the authority in chanting the holy name. As Jada Bharat, Bharat Maharaj was always engaged in devotional service within his mind. Since he had executed the regulative principles continuously for three lives, he was not interested in continuing to execute them, although his Brahmana father wanted him to do so.
Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Goratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhyevacha Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Sai. Beg the blessings of the devotees present here, so that we can speak something on Srimad Bhagavatam for our purification and glorifying the Lord. As we are going through this very very powerful and very instructive narration about Jad Bharat, specifically in this text, when we hear that Jada Bharat's father, Brahmana, is a great Brahmana, we are hearing from devotees that Brahmana also was a pure devotee. And he was also teaching because he was a loving father. Naturally, he was wanting his son also to become as good as him in terms of worldly things. So his father was teaching him so many things. He was teaching him at least how to do achaman, what is the basic cleanliness standards. But Jad Bharat never paid any heed for such instructions, because he was already cheated by so-called materialistic activities. So he was very careful this time. And then in purport, Prabhupada writes these two very important things. He says that how Jad Bharat was very alert within because of his Krishna consciousness, and externally he was not so much worried about what rules and regulations one has to follow. Of course, when Prabhupada is telling here that if one is developed in Krishna consciousness, there is no need to execute the prior regulative principles of karma kanda. Here we have to very clearly understand that these are not the regulative principles, four regulative principles. Not. No meditating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. We are not talking about these principles. We are talking about the regulative principles of karma kanda. So these karma kanda principles are doing yajnas, doing purificatory ceremonies, samskaras. These are the things which are meant for every human being to be done properly. So when we are talking about regulative principles, here we are talking about karma kanda regulative principles. So although he was very alert within, he was not outwardly showing his Krishna consciousness because of, again, being fearful of onslaught of materialistic association, as Prabhupada says in last verse. So this is how a devotee saves himself from materialistic association. Because whenever we show ourselves so much, then specifically when the conditions are not favorable outside, then it is always very advisable for that person to keep himself low profile in terms of doing his Krishna consciousness. That is first thing. And second is, as Prabhupada here he says, that Krishna's devotees, because they are fully engaged in Krishna's service, they are satisfying Krishna, because of that they need not go for regulative principles of karma kanda. And then he gives examples of Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri also, he says that, my dear Lord, he is addressing this karma kanda principles. He says, all these principles, I am very sorry, I am not able to discharge you because I have no time for you. I am so much engaged in Krishna's service. So at our level, we understand, Jai Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Ji Ki, Jai Shri Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Jai. At our level, we understand that when someone is just beginner, then it is very important for him to follow regulative principles, even worldly, you know, principles. One is not supposed to be irresponsible, you know, in worldly sense. Like someone is kicking out his, you know, father and mother, not caring for them, as we saw in the case of Ajamil. So for such a person, the injunction is that he should at least follow some principles of humanity. He becomes a human being. But that is not the end in all. As here it says, dharma svanushtitah pumsam vishvaksena katha suyaha na utpadayed yadiratim shama evahi kevalam. That even if someone followed so-called good things of this world, which has no connection to God, that is all shrama evahi kevalam. Because all these things are going to end at the time of death. It's like you achieve so many good things in this world, and then what happens is, when you die, you leave aside all this, you know, good things also, here only, and then go to next life and start again with scratch. No. So these are the, you know, that's the way the material activities are. Whether that activity, even if that activities are good, pious activities. So a devotee is not for accumulating the results of this kind of pious activities. Pious activities means giving charity, you know, helping others, and constructing, you know, houses and constructing, kind of helping people. Generally, outside people, they glorify such activities. But when someone goes to Krishna consciousness, at that level, these activities are material, even if they may, you know, be considered good. So when someone is engaged in Krishna consciousness, then he is not required to follow this karmakanda process, so-called good activities of this world. So, and we can see this also by how Prabhupada himself, you know, had shown by his own example, and also we see from previous acharyas also, that when it comes to rules and regulations of this, you know, society, they are not so much worried about if they have to compromise on their Krishna consciousness to follow that rules and regulations. Like for simple example, the rule is that by Vedic, you know, rule, a sannyasi is not supposed to cross the ocean, because it is considered the western part of the world is very impious. It's very putrefying, it's very impure place to go, very contaminating. So that's why Vedic injunction is that a sannyasi never crosses the ocean. But Prabhupada not only crossed one ocean, he crossed all the oceans and went to the western world to deliver the so many souls. So then we cannot, you know, say that Prabhupada actually broke that principle. No. Even if he may have broken that principle, which is secondary, to follow the primary principle of Krishna consciousness. So chanting Hare Krishna, you know, doing devotional service and teaching others about devotional service, that is primary always to such secondary rules. Like we were, you know, seeing what to speak of just, you know, crossing the ocean, that was a simple rule. But a sannyasi is not supposed to attend the marriages. What to speak of doing the marriages? Prabhupada not only was attending, he was doing. He was like a priest in marrying the, you know, his disciples. He said, there is no one, you know, I only know how to do it, and I have to take care of my disciples. So Prabhupada was ready to do whatever is required for others' Krishna consciousness to grow. Even if it may be at the, you know, cost of breaking some of the principles, of Vedic principles. So that's the way Krishna consciousness is very dynamic. here the thing comes that, you know, being orthodox and being, you know, innovative. And we see also, like last few days back, we had a very nice Rath Yatra festival, where Lord Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, they are carried, and tens of lakhs of people they assemble. And Prabhupada started this very beautiful, very important, and it's like, for Gaudiya Vaishnava specifically, this festival means a lot. And he started this all over the world. And now, all over the world, hundreds of places, this Rath Yatra goes on throughout the year. So now, sometimes, some of the smart brahmanas, they say that, what is this? Rath Yatra means on this day only it has to happen. Why you are conducting on some other dates? That is not, you know, that is not shastric. So some places we conduct, because there is too much opposition. But we understand that Rath Yatra is supposed to be every day. You know, it's not on that day only. So the principle is, Jagannath is very pleased to see his devotees. That is principle. And devotees are very, you know, pleased to see Rath Yatra. So when we are taking care of that principle, the principle of some smartha understanding, that can be foregone. So that's what Prabhupada is meaning here. When someone is devotee of Krishna, then he need not so meticulously follow things of this world. That doesn't mean again that one becomes so transcendental that he foregoes even a human behavior. It's like, you know, sensitivity, human sensitivity. No, not like that. Just because one is a devotee, that doesn't mean he is having a full right to cross the road even if it is red light. You know. And when police catches, you know, you say, take this Mahaprasad, no, I'm devotee. No, that is not supposed to be done. No. So we have to know exactly which principle can be, you know, kept at secondary level at particular, you know, time. That's why it requires an acharya or someone who is really following acharya to do this. And the same principle is very nicely exemplified by these two brothers, Rupa and Sanatan. Today being Guru Purnima and the disappearance of Sanatana Goswami, we would like to speak about Sanatana Goswami for our purification, and it's very inspiring. Prabhupada always used to tell that the six Goswamis are like our heroes. They are our guiding lights. So specifically this principle of what to do, when to do, what not to do, that is very nicely established by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through these two brothers. Although this Rupa and Sanatan, they were born in Brahman family, but at one point of time, the Nawab of Bengal, he felt that unless he had some powerful Hindu people in the governing, and it's like in his ministry, it will be very difficult to manage this Hindu nation. So he wanted some Hindu people who will manage. And then he was told that these two people are very, very, very special, very intelligent, very talented. So immediately, King appointed them as Prime Minister and Home Minister. Although they were not ready. That time, even if someone does any small service also to the meat, this cow flesh eaters, Yavanas, he was also considered Yavana. So that was the rule that time. So when Rupa and Sanatan started doing service, because the Nawab was too much pushing them, and he said, if you don't accept this post,
then I will torture you and I will torture all the Hindus. So to save the Hindus from torture, they said, okay, no problem, we are ready. So when they were going through that, you know, whole ordeal of, you know, serving a cow flesh eater, a Yavana, this Nawab, at one point of time, both were feeling so disgusted with this life of serving a materialistic karmi. On top of that, he is such an atrocious, you know, person. So then they were sending letters to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, Mahaprabhu, please save us from this, you know, condition. Tell us when can we join. Tell us joining date. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not replying. Then they were sending so many letters. No reply. So after so much of, you know, they are sending letters, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent finally one letter. And he had written one, you know, quotes. The quotes were the telling that when a woman is having a paramour along with her husband, when she is staying at home with her husband, she does all her activities so meticulously so that her husband will not suspect that she has some other relationships. But in her heart of heart, she is always thinking of her paramour and when to meet. So when the letter came, Rupa and Sanatan could understood what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was telling them, at least now you be at home and do your activities exactly like any other karmi. So this was a instruction given to them. He said, don't be like, you know, Murkat Vairagi. Be at home and do your activities. And right moment will come when you can fully 100% devote yourself to Krishna's service. So we can see here that although they were not, the materialistic activities are wrong, they are bad, and they wanted to give it up. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, no, continue. And they said, okay, no problem, continue activities. After some time, when they met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Ramkeli, and then Rupa Goswami and Anupam, who was their cousin brother, they went to Vrindavan. And then only Sanatan Goswami was remaining back, because he couldn't completely give up his duties. So that time, when he was doing these activities, he was practically longing now, because Rupa Goswami has already left and he was taking care. So then devotees also know what to do in this case. So our Sanatan Goswami is our acharya. He took a sick leave. So he said, I'm sick, I want to leave. He said, okay. Went home and then he called all the Brahmanas, Vaishnavas, and he was reading and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Months went. 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. The king was becoming more impatient. He said, what kind of sickness is this? And then he sends his one of the doctors, Rajvaidya. Rajvaidya goes and he says, nice sickness is going on. Bhagavatam is going on. Everyone is chanting, hearing. So he came and he reported to the king. King became very angry. He came rushing there with angry mood. By seeing the angry mood, Sanatan Goswami spoke to him lovingly, but very firmly. King said, are you coming? He said, I'm not coming. He said, then I'll, you know, put in lockers, under bars. No problem. He said, you are king, whatever you want to do, you can do. So then he was put under bars. King said, what kind of person you are? I gave you so much wealth, I gave you so much of, you know, post position, and now you are not working for me. He became very angry. Sanatana Goswami said, I don't have any interest now. Then when he was put under the bars, Rupa Goswami wrote a letter to him, telling that now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has just now gone to Maya, Vrindavan. And then down he wrote that, I have kept 10,000 gold coins with one of the merchant in the area. So then Sanatana Goswami approached this jailer who was a Muslim. So here we see again this behavior of Sanatana Goswami, that at one point of time, although he was not wanting to do that activity, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, you do it. So he started again doing it. But then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's another order came, okay, now you can leave. So although now he had so much of wealth, so much of prestige, so much of post, immediately he relinquished everything without any second thought. So that means a devotee is not attached to work, neither he is attached to not doing that work. If it is told to do, he will do. If he is told don't do, he will not do. He will not say, no, first you only told you do it, now why you are telling not to do it. No, that is not a devotee. Devotee means whatever is told, you do it. So that means a devotee is not attached to do work, neither he is attached to not doing that work, but he is attached to Krishna. He is attached to the order of Krishna coming through the devotees. So that's why this verse also comes, karmanneva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. That person, he does that activity, at the same time he is not attached. Generally outside this wrong notion goes on, very popular, karma hi puja hai, work is worship. That is a myth. Work cannot be worship unless it is connected to Krishna. How can it be worship if it is not connected to Krishna? If that is the logic, that work is worship, then even the donkey works so hard. And by the same logic, then donkey should be greatest pujari, it's like, because he is doing the greatest work. He is doing greatest worship. So that is not the logic. Logic is, work can become worship when it is connected to Krishna. If it is not, whatever that work may be, whatever good work it may be, it is not worship. It is not puja. So to make our work, holy, there should be touch with Krishna. Then only it becomes holy. Otherwise not. So here Sanatana Goswami very much exemplifies this behavior of a devotee. And this purport also, Prabhupada says the same thing. That, and we see ahead also that Sanatana Goswami did so many things which generally a devotee will not do. Like 2-3 things happen now. We'll see. When he went to this Muslim jailer, he told, it's like jailer, that my dear sir, you are such a great soul. You are so learned in Quran. And there is no person I see as elevated as you are. You are like a jinda peer. It's like he said, you are a saint. So he felt very happy. He said, yes, there is no doubt. How can I deny this? And then he said, because you are such a nice person, you also should do nice things to me. There, he says, Eka bandi chhadi yadi nija dharma dekhiya, samsara hai te tara mukta karena gosaiya. He says, because you are such a nice person, and if nice person helps others to get rid of this material world, then Krishna also will give him mercy and make him also free from this material world. So he was telling that you free me from this jail and you will also be freed. So here Prabhupada very nicely writes in his purport that how everyone in this world is shackled to this material world, and Maya keeps every conditioned soul to bound to this material world enough. And Maya has these two potencies, Prakshapatmika Shakti and Avaranatmika Shakti. Avaranatmika Shakti is which covers the conditioned soul so much so that he doesn't mind even being as a pig or hog eating stool, and he becomes very happy. That much covering Maya can do. And Prakshapatmika is, if someone wants to get out of this, Maya hits him hard to keep in this material world. It's like, previously the thieves, what they used to do is, in the night, when the stranger is going by the road, they will hid somewhere in the bush, and then they will have blankets and sticks. So when someone is coming, in the night they will put the blanket, and this person doesn't know what is happening. And then they will start beating him. Beat him to such an extent that he is unconscious only. So similarly, in this world also, Maya puts very nice covering. And then when he is getting beatings, he doesn't know from where these beatings are coming. Like so many people, they come to temple, so many other places, tell, we are so much suffering, this is that. But they don't understand simple thing that just accept Krishna's shelter and all sufferings are gone. All the sufferings are happening because of our own karma. Material nature is kicking us every second. But that becomes very difficult to see because that blanket is there. Avaranatmika Shakti. He feels these beatings are also very nice. He says, if these beatings are not there, what is there in life otherwise? There should be some, sometimes sweet, sometimes sour, sometimes khatta, meetha, So, they feel that this is the way life it should be. But they are not able to understand that they are supposed to get out of it. So that's how Prabhupada explains. And then he told this jailer, he said, okay, do one thing. I'll give you 5,000 gold coins. Take this. So by seeing that 5,000 gold coins, his eyes started brightening. But then he said, no. He said, I'll take this 5,000 gold coins, but when the king will come, he will cut off my neck if I relieve you. He says, no, that's too much. But Sanatan Goswami also, being a politician, being on such big post, he also had a good experience of dealing with such kind of people. He said, don't worry. He said, you tell the king that when one day I was going by the banks of Ganga and suddenly I jumped in the Ganga along with my all chains and shackles. And you tried to save me, but I was drowned and I'm dead now. You tell king like that, and then king will also be happy. He will not do anything. And he said, don't worry, I'll not stay in this place. I'll go very far. Now I want to take sannyas. And he said, I'll go to Makkah and become a darvesh. So, if you help me, you'll also get spiritual benefit by helping me. So, still he was little reluctant. Then, Sanatana Goswami again took more 5,000 gold coins. Put 10,000. And that was the end of opposition of that jailer. He said, now it is okay. So then, that day only she made him cross Ganga. And then he ran away from there. And he started going towards Vrindavan. On the way, when he was going, he was having his servant also. His name was Ishan. So at one point of time in Bihar province, when they were going through a hilly tract of land, in the night they came across one kind of hotel where it was like a place to reside, hotel owner. So when they went inside, the whole hotel owner welcomed them, and then the hotel owner told them, you be here today night, you stay here nicely, take proper meals. And he said, tomorrow morning I'll make all the arrangement for you to cross this whole difficult area. He said, I'll give you my own people to accompany you. So Sanatan Goswami was very shrewd. So he could immediately sense that why this hotel owner is so much loving to me. It's extra, you know. Sometimes they say ati bhakti chorer lakshan. You know. So he said, why this person is so much, you know, showing so much love. Then he asked his Ishan, are you carrying some money? Although he was carrying 8 gold coins, he said, I am carrying 7. Sanatan Goswami chastised him. He said, why you are carrying this death knell with you? It's like carrying death. He said, this person is going to harm us today because of this. So immediately he took that 7 gold coins, gave to the hotel owner. And hotel owner was more than surprised. He said, you are such a gentleman, he said. He said, I was supposed to kill you today night. Because one of the friend who is a palmist, he told me that you have 8 gold coins. He said, 8 gold coins? So he understood. One is still there. So then, he said, take this. But the behavior of Sanatan Goswami was so sweet, the owner was not willing now to take this gold coins. He said, no, you are such a nice person, you keep it. He said, I'll help you to go through, you keep it. Sanatan Goswami said, no, you keep it. Otherwise, someone else will kill me. So if you are taking this, you are doing favor on me, you take this. So then he took, and then he said, okay, I'll help you out. Then he gave 4 men, they made him cross the whole jungles. When they went to the end of the jungle, Sanatan Goswami told Ishan, he says, so you are carrying one more? He said, yes. He said, go back then. I don't require your company now. And then, alone, he started walking towards Vrindavan. Now he was carefree. Now he has no anxieties. Having a torn clothes, he was just going. But on the way, he met his Sanatan Goswami's sister's husband. You know. So his name was Srikant, and he was engaged in some government official duties. He had come there for purchasing some horses. So when he saw Sanatan Goswami, his wife's sister, brother, sitting in one corner of the market. So in the evening he came, he said, what are you doing here? And then Sanatan Goswami told what happened. He said, no, you stay with me now. No, have nice clothes. What is this? Sanatan said, no, that is not required. You just make sure that I cross this place. He said, okay, no problem, I'll make that arrangement. But then he said, at least you take something. Sanatan Goswami said, I don't want anything. He said, at least you take this shawl, which will help you for sleeping and, protecting your body. So he gave one of his very costly shawls. And then Sanatan Goswami left. When he came to Banaras, he found that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has already left Vrindavan and come to Banaras. And he knew if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Banaras, where he will be. Because he knew this Chandrasekhar Acharya. So he came and stood next to the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya. So then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there inside with Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar Acharya. He told Chandrasekhar Acharya that you go out and there is very wonderful devotee standing out. He's very great devotee. So Chandrasekhar Acharya goes off and he searches everywhere, but he did not find any devotee. So he went and he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is no one. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, you go again and see. He said, someone is there? He said, yes, some Muslim Darvesh, some Muslim Baba is there, standing outside. He said, call him. So then, when he went and he told, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is calling you. Sanatana Goswami became very pleased. He came, rushing inside the house. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw him, he was so pleased. And then he embraced Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami said, please Prabhu, don't touch me. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Prabhu kahe tomar sparshi atma pavitrite, bhakti bale paratumi brahmanda shodhite, He says, what to speak of, you are untouchable. By touching you, I become purified. And he said, your Krishna consciousness is so great that you can deliver and purify the whole universe. So that's why I want to be in your association. There Prabhupada writes in the purport that this is the way a devotee has to be seen. He says, Bhagavat vidha bhagavata stirtha bhuta swayam vibho tirthi kurvanti tirthani swantastena gadabhrutaha. That a devotee, it's so glorious because he is carrying Krishna in his heart. And wherever he goes, that place becomes pilgrimage. Other devotees go to pilgrimage to get rid of their sins. They go and bathe in the waters. They do so many other things. So that they will get rid of that sin. And they dump that whole sin in all these different pilgrim places. But when the great devotees, they approach this pilgrimage, the pilgrim places also become very happy. Because the association of this great saints, it's so powerful that it can eradicate even the sins of all the other people put there. And this is very much exemplified by Srila Prabhupada. And of course his generation of devotees afterwards. We find that Prabhupada, although he was staying in Vrindavan, but he was more eager to go to New York, which is like hell for a devotee, and do there and preach. When Prabhupada was told he will die, Prabhupada said, no problem. For me, it will be a great pride to die on the battlefield than to be here nicely chanting, doing my bhajan. So, Prabhupada's great acharya who could make even such places which were like hellish into great pilgrim places. And we see also his followers, they also have the same mood. I still remember this Bhakti Tirth Maharaj. When Bhakti Tirth Maharaj was told that you have a cancer and you have very few days left leaving your body, some devotees were telling him, now you go to Mayapur, now you go to Vrindavan. He said, no. He said, Prabhupada came here in this Gitanagari. He has put his lotus feet here. He said, this is also non-different than Vrindavan and Mayapur. He said, I want to leave my body here. I don't want to go here there. So he also exemplified by his behavior the same principle that when the devotees are carrying Krishna in their heart, and they are traveling, then that, what to speak of, they getting contaminated or being affected, rather they spread that same Krishna consciousness outside to the other people. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Toma dekhi toma sparshi gaya tomar gun sarvendriya phalaye shastra nirupan. He says, by seeing you, by touching you and by speaking your glories, that is the perfection of my life. And that's what all the scriptures they say. So by telling the glories of Sanatana Goswami and our previous acharyas, that is the perfection of our life. So that is most purifying. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased with him. He said, Krishna has been so merciful and he has saved you. Sanatana Goswami said, I don't know who is Krishna, but I know that by your mercy I am released from this great bondage. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then introduced him to these two devotees, Chandrasekhar Acharya and Tapan Mishra. And then he said to Chandrasekhar Acharya, now you take him and shave him and give him nice clothes. So Prabhupada writes very nice purport to this. He said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bhadra karayatare ganga snana karaila shekhara aniyatare nutan vastra dila. He says, Prabhupada writes this Bhadra kariya, it's very significant in this verse. Prabhupada says, Sanatana Goswami is having long hairs, long beard. And he said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not appreciate it very much, because it was looking like a Muslim mendicant or hippie, he says. So this hippie appearance was not very appreciated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says. And that's why he told him, you shave. So Prabhupada writes there, that's how we also follow in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Those who are willing to join us, we tell them, same thing. One of the disciples came to Prabhupada and he was telling Prabhupada, because they were from hippie background, they said, Prabhupada, what is the problem? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is having so many long hairs. Krishna is having so many long hairs. So what is the problem in we having long hairs? Prabhupada turned to him. He said, who told you about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He said, you, Prabhupada. Who told you about Krishna? You, Prabhupada. He said, what is my hairstyle? He said, you are supposed to follow me first. So, Prabhupada, when he was, he says, Bhadra Kariya. Bhadra means, in true sense, Bhadra means very auspicious. So, Prabhupada, has come into our lives to make us Bhadra. Very auspicious. Our life becomes very auspicious by the presence of pure devotees. So when we are talking about Sanatana Goswami is very famous, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exemplified this principle of humility through Sanatana Goswami. We know that past time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called him to meet him and take prasad with him, Sanatana Goswami went through the longer path on the sandy beach, which was hot, and it gave so much blisters in his feet. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, hey, why you come from this way? There was shortcut from temple side. He was just, mum. And he told, actually, there are so many pujaris in the temple, and I am so contaminated because of my low activities. He said, if I come close to even the pujaris, pujari will be contaminated. Even if he sees me, he will be contaminated. And then they are going inside the altar and they are, giving bhoga and things like that. I don't want to do that aparadha. So he said, I prefer this route. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, please, don't be so intense, he said. He said, my heart is breaking by seeing this, your behavior. So that was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's interaction so when we see this great lives of the six Goswamis, specifically Rupa and Sanatan, which are like the leaders of even all six Goswamis, other four, as this Shad Goswami Ashtakam also comes, Krishnat Kirtana Gana Nartana Paro Premamrutambo Nidhi Dhira Dhira Jana Priyo Priyakaro Nirmatsaro Pujito Sri Chaitanya Krupa Bharo Bhuvi Bhuvo Bhara Vahantarako Vande Rupa Sanatano Raghu Yugau Shri Jiva Gopalakau. So there he says, one is immersed, all the six Goswamis, Krishnat Kirtana Gana Na Parau. That was the only activities they were doing. And then he says, Dhira Adhira Jana Priyo Priya Karau. That the devotees of the Lord are loved by all. The saintly people also love them, and the people who are like rowdies, ruffians, they also love saintly people. And we can see, as today is a disappearance of Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana Goswami was considered as guru for whole Vrindavan, because he was such a person of heart, he used to travel all the Vrindavan, and he used to go and he knew practically everyone in Vrindavan, and he used to go in their home, you know, ask them how they are. He will ask, you know, how is your crop this year, whether your, you know, daughter is married, how is your life going on. So to that level Sanatan Goswami used to come and deal and interact with the Vrindavan Vasis. So Vrindavan Vasis consider him as their guru. And that's why on this day, because Sanatan Goswami also was very famous for his vow of circumambulating Govardhan, every day he used to circumambulate the Govardhan. So on his honor, today all the Vrindavan Vasis, they come in lakhs to do Govardhan Parikrama. So that's how they worship their Acharya, their Guru, Sanatan Goswami. And the Sanatan Goswami, of course now the time is very less, he has written many books, specifically Brihad Bhagavatamrut, which is like nectarian for anyone who reads it. And then he has, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally told him to write the how devotees should behave, you know, what are his, so that also he exemplified and wrote books. And then he was instrumental in constructing a temple of Radha Madan Mohan on the bank of Yamuna. So today we pray to Sanatan Goswami that he gives us an understanding of how we should behave in our life, following in the footsteps of devotees and the Lord, exemplifying specifically this aspect of what should be done, what not should be done. That should be decided only how devotees and Krishna is pleased, not what I want. I may like or I may dislike, but who cares? If it is Krishna likes, then do it. If Krishna doesn't like, then don't do it. That's what the principle is. So that was very nicely exemplified. And by his whole behavior of very humble demeanor and very intense longing to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has always remained as the leader of all six Goswamis. And today is also Vyasa Dev appearance, so that is called as Vyas Purnima. So we pray to these great souls for helping us in our devotional service by understanding what they have given through the life and teachings. So we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad ki jai.